Drashot Aran. If anyone wants, we have an extra copy up here. We're in the beginning of the 10th speech. We started last week. The topic was Moshe's statement. What does Hashem want of you? Just to fear Hashem, to go in His ways, to love Him, to serve Him with all your heart and soul, to watch the mitzvos and His statutes that I'm commanding you for your benefit. And the Ran had said that the parsha is connected with what's written earlier. Initially, Moshe warns them of two things. He says, don't take credit for your successes, and don't assume you're conquering the land of Israel because of your merits. Right? That was Moshe's warning. And he says, even though different people have different strengths, every person has a different potential, and every person has different strengths. Some people are great at planning. Some people are great at building up their assets. And so a person should be able to say, look at me, I became so wealthy because I used my acumen, I used my skill. And the Torah says, no, remember that someone gave you that skill. You might have developed it, but at the end of the day, most of what you've accomplished is Hashem's doing. And that's why the Pasuk says, remember, Hashem gave you the strength to succeed. And it doesn't say, remember Hashem who gave you the wealth. It says, remember Hashem who gave you the capacity to succeed and get the wealth. And that was the first point that Ran made, that you have to remember that your strength, your capacity, your intellect, all the things that it took to succeed were given by Hashem. There's very little that you did. That's step one. We used to have a student in the Machon who was on a wheelchair. And we'd help him up the steps and down the steps. And one time he said, thank you. And then he said to me, but you got to remember that most of what you did was God, not you. We have to thank Hashem. I said, what do you mean? He said, who gave you the capacity to breathe? Who gave you the capacity to think? Who gave you the strength to lift my wheelchair? There isn't that much that you did here. You chose to use all of that, but most of it is God. So I thank you, but I also thank Hashem, because most of what just happened is Hashem gave it the capacity to happen. And afterwards, the Pasuk says, Shema Yisrael, ata over hayom teradin lavo l'resht goyim gdolim. Listen, Israel, you are crossing the Jordan today to conquer great nations. V'kan lo amarta. And now the Pasuk doesn't say, V'amarta bilvavecha kochi v'otzem yadi. The Pasuk says, Al tomar bilvavcha ba'adov Hashem lokecha otam milfanecha lemo b'tzidkati aviyani Hashem. When you conquer the nations, you might say, oh, it's because I'm so pious, that's why Hashem let me conquer them. It doesn't say, then you'll say it was my strength that did it, but rather you'll think it was your merits. V'ukomer shimani Yisrael od bedavar echad shani mesapek mimcha ki ata over et ha'yarden lavo l'resh goyim gdolim atzumim mimecha ve'en mesapek v'ze shtomar ki v'chocha atzamta mehim. It's as though Moshe was saying, I'm telling you, when you enter the land of Israel, you'll see the people. There's no way you'll take credit for conquering them. They are so much stronger than you that when I warn you about your wealth, I tell you, don't take credit as though it's your success. Hashem gave you the capacity to have that success. When I speak about the nations of Israel, so there I know you won't take the credit. It'll be obvious that it wasn't you were doing Kim Dulim Atsumimi Mecca. You'll see. They're greater in numbers. They're greater in might. You already heard from the spies. The Ran is saying the spies told the truth. Rashi says the spies lies. That the spies lied. The Ran is saying they told the truth. When the spies came back and said, there is no natural way we will be victorious. There is no logical way we will conquer the land of Israel, says the Ran, the spies were telling the truth. And so that's why Moshe Rabbeinu, when he warns them, you'll conquer the land and don't make a mistake about it. He doesn't say, don't make a mistake, like he said a few verses earlier, to assume it was your strength, because there's no way they'd make that mistake. That was obvious. They were outnumbered, and they were outforced. The nations of Israel had much greater force. You have to recognize Hashem is the one that will subdue them. Don't take the credit that you subdued them. You don't have that strength. My only concern, says Moshe Rabbeinu, is you'll say, right, Hashem took them down. It's not my strength. But you'll say, Sheita gorem le mitzat yitkatcha v'yosher levavcha. You'll say, yeah, of course Hashem did it for me. I deserve it. We're such a great people, the people of Israel. Sure. Ki mitev agut ha'adam v'rum levavo ha'machlef be'etz mo'atzotav u'liyachetz haslachotav le'atzmo le'tzad ma'atzdadim. Because part of the nature of man, part of man's arrogance, is that man always finds a way to take credit for his successes. Sometimes he'll take credit because he thinks he's smart. Sometimes he'll take credit because he thinks he's talented. Sometimes he'll take credit because he'll say, I'm so righteous that luck just went my way because I deserve it. But in any way, man finds a way to take credit for that which is really not his credit. When it's something that's contingent on wisdom, so man says, yeah, it's my smarts. And when he sees it's beyond his wisdom, he says, yeah, I'm such a tzaddik, of course. That's why it worked my way. That's why Moshe says, when you conquer these awesome nations, when you see it's beyond your military genius, it's beyond your military might. Moshe says, so then I'm worried, you'll say it's because of your great piety. Don't do that. Moshe says, let's call a spade a spade. You guys are a tough lot. You don't deserve it. You can't say, I conquered Israel because I'm such a pious person. No, you didn't. You were very rebellious and sinful, Moshe says. You look at the book of Devarim, Moshe reminds them of all the things they did wrong. Moshe says, you want to know an overview of our experience together? You've been a rebellious people from the day I knew you. Okay, so you conquered the land of Israel, don't take credit. Okay, so that's the Ran's explanation of why Moshe describes these two things. Don't take credit for the might, don't take credit for the merits. You did it because God is so good and kind to you. It's not because you deserved it. Yes?
So the Ran just answered 3/4 or maybe even 90% of my question. The question having being, okay, so it wasn't the military might, it wasn't by your own hands that you were able to defeat the enemies. It wasn't that, you're so righteous, therefore, yeah, of course you deserve it, look how holy we are. You said that it's because God is good, so that begins to, is good to you. I assume that also includes that he's compassionate on you and he wants, but I'm not understanding if that the completeness of that answer.
We're not done yet. So, he's in the middle of explaining. Step one, it's not your credit. It does say because Hashem is kind and because Hashem loves you and Hashem maintains his covenant with the forefathers. That's the verses. But
he's going to go on to explain what that goodness is.
We'll get there.
Just for me, by the way. Just so you know.